Well, greetings, everyone. I had mentioned if I fall asleep, wake me up. This has been a very tiring week, very stressful in many, many ways. And my wife and I, of course, we deal in the health field. And when you're dealing with individuals and their lives, and many individuals are struggling in life, having a lot of complications and problems, it affects you personally. And it's been a real tough week for friends that we knew personally that are going through some very tough times. So, again, I might be a little sluggish this morning, but I just thought it was great for the sermonette, because the sermonette and I are going to kind of intertwine together. He emphasized with God, and I am going to talk a little bit about fellowshipping with God. But I also have two other areas that I want to emphasize in fellowshipping. And so that was great. I really appreciate the sermonette, and I think it was very, very beneficial. I don't have to go over a lot of the same things he said. It was so vitally important that we do have a relationship with our loving Father. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that 3 weeks from Monday, this coming Monday, begins the fall festival season. It's just remarkable how quickly time goes by. We think about the Passover. We prepare for the Passover, the days of unleavened bread. We do a lot of cleaning of the homes and get everything out of our leaven out of our homes. And then, of course, we go into Pentecost, and we have the fellowshipping at Pentecost. And now we have the fall festival season that's coming very, very quickly. 3 weeks from Monday is trumpets. So I thought about, what am I going to speak about today? Because this is the last time I talk to you until trumpets. And I thought, I want to encourage you to fellowship with our loving Father. And I also want to encourage you of fellowshipping with other situations. But as we heard in the sermonette, and again, I appreciate it very much, our loving Father wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And it's because of the holy day season that he has actually prepared his plan for mankind. And that involves each and every one of us and his plan. As we observe the Feast of Trumpets, which we know pictures the return of Jesus Christ, and we shall be changed from physical to spiritual, we're looking forward to that time. We look at the Day of Atonement, when Satan will be bound and no longer influencing this world. Satan's methods, his evil, will be done away with, put into a bottomless pit, and then sealed so that mankind will no longer be tempted to do evil. And then we look forward to the wonderful Feast of Tabernacles, which pictures the wonderful world tomorrow, in which we will, those of us who will be changed from physical to spiritual, will have an opportunity to serve in the world tomorrow. And then, of course, the last great day that pictures for all of mankind will have the opportunity to know God. It's a wonderful plan that our loving Father has given us. And I just want to encourage each and every one of us to take the time as we prepare for the holy day season to develop, as we heard in the sermonette, a close relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's a wonderful time to give him the thanks, to express how much we appreciate his holy day season and what the holy day season pictures and how we are part of that holy day season plan and the fulfillment of it. It's just a remarkable plan that we can truly rejoice. The fellowshipping with our Father is a very personal relationship. It's a relationship that many of us don't have on the physical level, because some of our physical fathers are not with us. Some of our physical fathers are abusive, as we've heard. They're not always the best fathers, the physical fathers. But we do have a great, loving, awesome God who is our Father, and we can go to at any time, as we've heard in the sermonette. Again, I just greatly appreciate it. So I am going to refer a few scriptures in reference to fellowshipping with our Heavenly Father. I think it's important that as we think about the holy day season and as we prepare for trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day, it's a wonderful time for fellowshipping. It's a time that we can fellowship with our loving Heavenly Father. I want to start with Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57. And I'll start in verse 15. Isaiah 57, it says, "But thus says the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity." This is our loving Father. Now he's up in heaven. He's high and lofty. One that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. And so sometimes, as like we heard in the sermonette, we can almost be intimidated by this great God that we serve. It says, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit." And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be developing a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Our Father wants us to have a relationship with him. He's looking forward to a full, lasting relationship with each and every one of us as eternal spirit beings. And so he wants us, number one, to be humble, because if we're self-centered and vain, we're not going to have the relationship that our Father wants us to have. But we need to be humble. We need to learn and appreciate how great he truly is. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. I'm going to refer to chapter 6. And we'll look at verse 16. Again, this is in relationship with our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, yes, he's high up in heaven. Sometimes it seems so far away from us, but he's just there at the answer of a prayer. All we have to do is go to him in prayer and talk to him, as we heard. It's so important that we develop our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I didn't know the sermonette was going to be that. I appreciate whoever picked the sermonette, because it fit in so well with my sermon that I wanted to give today. But in 2 Corinthians, if I said first, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll look at verse 16. Now here it says, and I'm breaking into the thought, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, 'I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you." And so God's waiting to reach out to us, to receive us. But we do have to be careful and not conform to the ways of the world, to come out from the unclean things and not to be part of the world. And he says, verse 18, "And will be a father unto you." As I had given a sermon the last time I spoke, I talked about how our Heavenly Father, how awesome. I gave 25 points. Which was a lot, on how awesome our Heavenly Father is. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Our Heavenly Father is awesome. He is tremendous. He's great. He's caring. He's concerned. And it says, "And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So he's looking forward to a relationship with each and every one of us as the sons and daughters of his kingdom. So I thought, knowing how great and loving our Heavenly Father is, how can we ever fully appreciate and tell him how much we really, really appreciate how great he is? Well, that's through the prayer, as we heard in the sermonette. It's through our prayer life that we have contact with our Heavenly Father and express to him how much we truly care and how much we truly appreciate this Holy Day season and the plan that he has for each and every one of us. It's awesome to receive eternal life and to be able to be with God forever. It's a wonderful plan for all of us. It's a magnificent, beautiful design from the creation, and we can be part of it. It's just fantastic. But as we heard, and I've always emphasized this also, prayer is not complicated. Prayer is very simply talking to God. And that's what it's all about. And you, we, each and every opportunity we have in fellowshipping, we should go to God and express all our joys, all our sorrows, our wonderful blessings that we enjoy, and sometimes even the difficult times when we hear about individuals that we know personally that are struggling in life. We can go to God and talk to Him about that as well. Let's look at 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, I'm going to refer to verse 3. Again, I'm breaking into the thought here. And here we're emphasizes in fellowshipping it in relationship with our Heavenly Father. Verse 3, it says in 1 John chapter 1, that which we have seen and heard declare unto you. Now here again, John is emphasizing that they've seen Jesus Christ and they can confirm that. That ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship, notice emphasis, our fellowship is with the Father. And it should be. He should be the one that we should have a fellowship with. And also with His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk a little bit about that next, about Jesus Christ. But again, the emphasis, the first part of this sermon here, is our relationship, our fellowshipping, our communicating is with the Heavenly Father. And it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful relationship. If you've ever had a situation where you lost a friend, or you had a situation where it was very, very difficult for you to be able, as we heard in the sermonette, again, I truly appreciate the sermonette. It was very, very good. That we can go to Him. That we can go to Him under any circumstance. The good, the bad, the ugly, as I refer to it, and you may have heard me say that before. The good, the bad, and the ugly in life. We can go to God and talk to Him about it and develop our relationship with Him. He's waiting to hear from us. He will never turn us away. He will never forsake us. He will never reject us, even if we turn away from Him. He will wait patiently for us to return to Him if we ever turn away from Him. And that's the loving God that we serve. And that's the God that we can have a wonderful, loving relationship with Him. And we will have in the kingdom of God. There are other scriptures that refers to fellowshipping with our Heavenly Father. I'm just going to refer to a few more. Revelation 21. That's towards the end of the book of the Bible. I think this is an encouraging scripture. In Revelation 21. We'll look at verse 3 and 4. And it says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them. So we will actually have an opportunity to personally get to be with God. And He says, with them and be their God. What a wonderful... And verse 4 is, I think, something that we can all look forward to because we will face difficult times. Perilous times are coming. It's not going to be easy till Christ returns and sets up the government and God comes down from heaven to be with us. Verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. And that's something we'll talk about later, not today, but in another sermon. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. And that's what we can look forward to. And that's because of the relationship that we can have with our Heavenly Father. For the former things shall pass away. Brethren, what a wonderful opportunity that we have. I hope we don't take it for granted. As each holy day season comes around, it's easy to say, okay, another feast, another holy day. And just kind of hum-ho into the holy day season. I want to encourage you to make it special with each and every one of you in your relationship with our Heavenly Father. Take the time to develop. I know we have it. We all have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. But make it even more special. Tell Him how much you appreciate His plan for us and what He is going to do in the future. Again, I mentioned about other scriptures. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2. We'll look at verse 12. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed," and that's part of showing a relationship to God, is obedience. "Not as in my presence only, but how much more in my presence or absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which works in you." So that's what enables us to have the character that we have, the relationship that we have in our towards our Heavenly Father. He will work within us to will and to do His good pleasure. And so God wants us to do that. It says, "Do all things without murmuring and disputing." I want to continue. In verse 15, "that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God." That is what we're going to be, the sons and daughters of God, without rebuke in the midst. And as we live in this world, it's a crooked and perverse nation that we will among and whom, excuse me, in whom you shine your lights in the world. That's what we're going to be doing. Till Christ returns and sets up the government, we have to shine our lights. And that's because of the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. We can't do it ourselves. If we try to be the example that God wants us to be and we do it ourselves, we will fail. It takes the Holy Spirit that God gives us to enable us to have the character that God wants us to be. Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a very interesting book. I find Jeremiah is a very encouraging book. It's a prophecy book. There's a lot of different things in reference to that book. But over in Jeremiah 31, of course, it talks about the tongue and relationship here. And we'll look at verse 33. Jeremiah 31, 33. Again, a lot of these scriptures I'm breaking into, but the message is very important in relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jeremiah 31, verse 33 says, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel." Now here God made a loving covenant with the house of Israel. "After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts." And so he gives them his laws. "And write them in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." Now notice verse 34. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord." This is all part of the plan of God. He is planning to allow everyone the opportunity to know the Lord. "For they shall all know me from the least of them." Now whoever the least is, they will have the opportunity to know the Lord. Says the Lord, "For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." That is the relationship that our Heavenly Father wants us to have. He wants all of mankind the opportunity, which is what His holy days all picture, a relationship with each and every one of us and with all of mankind. Isn't that awesome? The plan that He has for each and every one of us and the plan He has for all of mankind. It's truly an awesome plan, and it's all centered around the holy day season, the plan that God has for us. And we can truly fellowship and let Him know how much we greatly appreciate that. I'm just going to refer two more scriptures in reference to God. Study, if you want, on the subject of fellowshipping. It's a tremendous subject. There's much more information than I could ever begin to touch. It's an awesome opportunity for each and every one of us to fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Let's look at John 3. And of course, this one is probably the most quoted scripture in the Bible. John 3:16. Of course, you probably already know what I'm referring to. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." And that's all part of the plan of God. And that's all part of the relationship that our Heavenly Father will have for us. One more scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. look at verse 9. Again, I don't hope my voice holds up. I'm not sure what I'm dealing with. I'm very tired. I don't seem to have any energy today. But I'm going to keep pushing and hopefully get through. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Brethren, God has an awesome plan for each and every one of you and for each and every one of mankind and individuals in the world. It's an awesome plan, and it's all centered around fellowshipping. And he wants us to develop that relationship with him. The Holy Day is a wonderful opportunity, the Holy Days that we will be keeping, to fellowship, not just with our Heavenly Father, but our second area that we can fellowship is with Jesus Christ. And the Bible refers a lot about fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. So I'm going to refer to a second area of fellowshipping, that's with Jesus Christ. Now we understand Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, and that we can be in the kingdom of God. So we should have a tremendous respect, love, and appreciation for what Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us. It's awesome. Again, Jesus is a tremendous part of the fellowshipping that we have, and that we will have the opportunity to see and speak and be with in the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 12. We'll look at verse 48. Matthew chapter 12, verse 48, we're told. But again, I apologize for breaking into a lot of scriptures, but I want to get right to the point that I want to talk about, so I am going right to verse 48. "But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother?" Well, this is interesting. "Who is my mother, and who are my brethren?" So Jesus Christ, he left, and people are saying, your mother's at the door waiting to talk to you, desires to speak with you. But notice he says, "Who is my mother? And who are my brethren?" And notice the gesture that he makes here, verse 49. "And he stretched forth his hands," he stretches forth his hands towards the disciples and said, "Behold my mother and my brother." Now he's not disrespecting his mother, and he's not disrespecting his brethren. What he is saying is, you are all in relationship, having a fellowship relationship with him. Verse 50, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother." So he's emphasizing, you are all my brother. We have a relationship together, and sister and mother. So he wasn't disrespecting his mother by saying, who is my mother, or who is my brethren. I think Jesus Christ is also looking forward to fellowshipping with each and every one of us personally in the kingdom of God. But it all starts, again, with the plan of God, the Holy Day season, and what it all pictures. Jesus Christ will be returning and setting up God's government here on earth. And he will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he will prepare for the relationship that we can have with him. Again, a wonderful opportunity of fellowshipping with our wonderful, loving brother, Jesus Christ. Let's look at John. Now, John is just filled with examples of relationship that Jesus Christ has, not only with us, but in individuals in the future. John chapter 14. Is it warm in here, or is it me? I'm going to take my coat off if you don't mind. That's a little better. John chapter 14. I'm going to refer to verse 20. here Jesus Christ is emphasizing his relationship with us, his Heavenly Father, and it also corresponds with us. In John chapter 14, verse 20, "And in that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." So he's saying he has the relationship, the fellowshipping with his Father, and also the Father with him, and us with him as well. "He that has my commandments and keeps them," so it requires doing. It's not just being a hearer, but a doer. We have to be not only hearers, but we also have to be doers. It says, "He that has my commandments and keeps them, it is that loves me," because by showing obedience, we show love towards not only our Heavenly Father, but also to Jesus Christ. "And he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." So again, it's a wonderful fellowshipping relationship that we have here, that Jesus Christ is telling us. I and my Father and me and you. So it's all tied together in a fellowshipping relationship. And so it requires obedience. We do have to keep the commandments of God. We have to keep the holy days as we're commanded to do. And so this is showing love and respect not only to the Heavenly Father, but also to Jesus Christ. And so that's why he said, "And he will love us as well and manifest himself to us." So the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ is a very personal relationship, because our loving Christ gave his life for us. He sacrificed so that our sins can be forgiven. And that takes a lot of courage. It wasn't easy for Jesus Christ. He even said, if it's God's will. But he knew he had to fulfill, and he did, and he was willing to do that because of his loving relationship with each and every one of us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. John chapter 15, he talks about that. Verse 4, John 15, we read about this on the Passover season, around the Holy Day time. But again, the meaning is just as important for the fall festival as well, for the fall season. "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself." And we can't. Without Christ dwelling in us, the Holy Spirit that we receive through the Father, we cannot bear the fruit that they want us to bear. It says, "cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine." And who's the vine? Jesus Christ is the vine. Is it no more can you accept unless you abide in me. "I am the vine," Jesus Christ is telling us here. "I am the vine. You are the branches." We are the branches. We have the opportunity to be connected, to have the fellowship, the relationship with our brother. "He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." And it continues to say, "For those who don't abide in him, they'll be cast into the fire." So it's very important that we continue to abide and have a fellowship and relationship with our elder brother, Jesus Christ. That is a tie-in as well. While we're in chapter 15, drop down to verse 13. "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends." And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us. He laid down his life for his friends. And notice verse 14. "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." So it does require obedience. And through obedience we show respect, honor, and love to Jesus Christ. And this is verse 15. "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends." So again, a very personal, a very loving, a very close relationship we can have with our elder brother, Jesus Christ, that he calls us friends. And as we heard in the sermonette, it's a wonderful to have a close friend that you can go to and talk to and discuss whatever is going through in life. Again, life's not always easy. We don't know what it's going to bring us from day to day. Things happen unexpectedly. Tragedies occur. And so it's so important that we continue to develop our relationship and to let him know how much we truly appreciate his sacrifice that he made for us. For all things I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And we can all relate to that very, very dearly. We weren't seeking God, at least most people weren't, growing up as a child and in life. Most people are going contrary. It says human nature is contrary to the ways of God. And none of us were fully seeking him. Many of us had the opportunity because he called us. He gave us the calling. He chose us. We didn't necessarily go out seeking him. For those who claim they did seek him, that's because God also planted the seed that he was calling them. So again, it's a wonderful relationship that we can have with Jesus Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what. I've been struggling all day. I told my wife this morning, I don't know what's going on. I'm tired. I'm just physically tired. But we'll get through this because we have a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father. All of us can go to him when we're struggling at times. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. I think that's where I am. Yes, this is where I want to be. God is faithful to whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. What a wonderful relationship we can have with our loving brother, Jesus Christ, because he's there for us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to call upon him, to seek him, and use the holy day season, brethren, to show how much we fully appreciate our loving brother, Jesus Christ. I'm going to go one more area before I finish. And this is another area that we are truly blessed with the holy day season as we approach it. And that's our fellowship with each other. We have a wonderful opportunity to fellowship with each other. And the holy days bring that out. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 while we're in Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll look at verse 26. This is a scripture that we've been referred to many times in the past. It's in relationship with each other, our fellowshipping with one another. And I think it's important that we fellowship, brethren, during the holy day season. It's an opportunity to spend a lot of time together with each other. Especially the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a wonderful opportunity. We can get together, we can fellowship, and we can get to meet new brethren and develop relationships with righteous individuals that we meet at the holy day season. In verse 26 it says, "And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it." Where one member is honored, and we are honored because we see so many that are blessed with honors. When individuals graduate from high school, it's an honor. It's a blessing to see them grow up and move forward with their life. It says, "Or one member is honored, or all the members rejoice with it." And we do, brethren. We rejoice. So our fellowshipping with each other is a tremendous opportunity for all of us to rejoice with one another. Brethren, use the holy day season to fully develop that relationship of fellowshipping with one another. We don't always get the opportunity to be with each other. And so the holy day season is a wonderful time to fellowship, to enjoy one another's company, to show how much we love each other and care each other and be with each other. Some other scriptures I'm going to refer to is Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, we'll look at verse 24 and 25. If you could turn the fans on. I think it's getting awfully warm in here. Is anybody else warm? Hebrews 10, verse 24 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Brethren, when we encourage each other, when we help each other, we motivate each other, we're encouraging to good works. And encouraging each other, we all going to be together in the kingdom of God. What a wonderful blessing of fellowshipping now, but we will fellowship forever in the kingdom of God when that is fulfilled. And notice verse 25. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some." Some have turned away and not fellowshipped. "But exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching." And what is that day? The return of Jesus Christ that we're looking forward to. Fellowshipping with each other is a wonderful, loving opportunity. Don't take it for granted. We're not always going to be here. Some are waiting in the grave, and we may have to wait in the grave for the return of Jesus Christ. We don't know the number of our days. None of us know that. But brethren, we can love and encourage and help each other as long as we're together, and we have the opportunity to help each other and express how much we truly love each other through the fellowshipping of the holy days. It's a wonderful blessing. And I just hope you don't take it for granted. I know sometimes not all of us can make it to the Feast of Tabernacles because of health conditions or whatever the circumstances, finances or whatever. But we still can be together in prayer. We can encourage and help each other in prayer and think about each other while we're at these various holy day seasons, whether together or not. It's a wonderful blessing, brethren. It's a wonderful opportunity. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. We'll look at chapter 4. Excuse me. There we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I like this scripture. When I first read it as a teenager, it just brought good thoughts to my mind. And I thought, it's so true. These words in the Bible here are so true, and they're so encouraging for relationship with individuals and fellowshipping with one another. Verse 9 tells us, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor." So working together is better than just doing it yourself. "For if they will fall," and I like this part of it, if they will fall, "the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone." And you think about that. Individuals who are alone, they don't have individual helping, encouraging, and being there for them. "For he has not another to help him up." And in verse 11, again, "if two lie together," now this is, you can look at it a lot of different ways. "If two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone?" Hugs is warmth, is showing warmth. "And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand with him, and a three-fold cord is not quickly broken." So as you can see, as you're intertwined with each other, brethren, as you develop the friendships, the fellowshipping, we develop a close-knit cord. And people can't take that away from us. Nobody can. Satan will try, and he'll do his best. He'll do his efforts to discourage us, to break relationships through separations or whatever. But it is God that brought us together. It is God that keeps us united together, and it is that fellowshipping with one another that will keep it strong and enable us to continue to endure. Because of time, I'm just going to refer to some scriptures. Take the time to read these additional scriptures. I think they're very encouraging for all of us who are developing friendships, closeness, relationships with each other and with those that will have the opportunity at the Holy Day season to meet, especially the Feast of Tabernacles. That's a wonderful opportunity to meet new people and develop a relationship with them. Proverbs 27, verse 6, verse 9, verse 17, John 15, verses 12 through 15, Romans 15. Read the first 7 verses of Romans 15. I'm going to read this next one because it's personal for me. When I was dating my wife, we would correspond back and forth to each other. We'd write letters. And I wrote this scripture. And in passing at the time, it was to emphasize how much I appreciated her. But it's a scripture that has grown deeper and deeper. Turn back to Proverbs chapter 18. And I think about this scripture every time I read it. I think of my wife. But it can also be referring to friends or individuals that you know personally. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that has friends must show himself friendly." If you're not a friendly person, you're probably not going to have a lot of friends. And so it's very important to develop friendliness. And notice verse, the remaining portion of this verse. "And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother." And that's so true. We're all in this together, brethren. We're all seeking the kingdom of God. We're all seeking a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We're all seeking a relationship with our elder brother, Jesus Christ. And most importantly, we will all be together in the kingdom of God, having a relationship with one another. The plan of God is awesome. And that's what we have to look forward to. Brethren, the holy days are coming very quickly. You know, I just look at how quickly time goes by. And we think in the spring, the fall's holy days are 6 months away or whatever. Now they're 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away. And what a wonderful opportunity to fellowship. Fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Fellowship with our elder brother, Jesus Christ. And fellowship with each other. I hope you have a wonderful fall festival season. Rejoice with each other. Rejoice with our Heavenly Father. And rejoice with our elder brother, Jesus Christ.